Chad Moyer with you on the Rural Radio Network, and the National Pork Industry Forum was held recently in Kansas City, Missouri, and one of the folks that was in attendance is Dustin Baker. He is Deputy Director, Economics and Domestic Production with the National Pork Producers Council. Dustin, thanks for visiting with us here today. You've been following this labor issue, and everybody in agriculture is talking about a shortage of available workers to help in ag production, right?
No, absolutely. It's an issue that's really been elevated in our industry over the last couple of years, and one that we've been taking a leading role in Washington in addressing. There's a real ag labor shortage out in the countryside, and in particular in pork producing regions.
Okay, so summarize, kind of how we got to this point or how we've tried to use the tools that are available to us up to this date.
Sure. Well, the current system with H-2As is really geared toward more seasonal work, so up to 9 or 10 months in length. And it doesn't really work very well for year-round labor needs like we see in the livestock industry. We know that there isn't a domestic supply of workers for a lot of these jobs. You know, nationally, we're at 4.1% unemployment. It's a 17-year low. And unemployment in these pork-producing regions is quite a bit lower than that. So a domestic workforce simply does not exist. And so we need a supply of workers to come here and take care of these animals and help spur economic growth in rural areas.
Yeah, and of course, producers out in the country, they want to do it right. They want to do it legally. So conversations have taken place on how to try and get a more workforce. So what have those conversations been like?
Oh, absolutely. We've been working closely with the House Judiciary Committee in their attempts at ag visa reform. There was a bill that was passed out of the House Judiciary Committee last fall, known as the Agricultural Guest Worker Act, or Ag Act. And that bill would create a new H-2C visa category that would be really geared toward addressing some of those issues for livestock producers by allowing for workers to come into this country and work for up to 3 years at a time.
All right. So tell me a little bit about H-2C. How is it different than what is already on the books? And then second part, how would it help pork producers then?
Sure. The H-2C category would replace the current H-2A, which allows for work up to 9 or 10 months at a time. And the H-2C would also provide an incentive for those workers who are currently here working undocumented to transition into a legal status. And it would also provide an incentive for those workers who are on an H-2C to return to their home country in order to renew that visa.
All right. So I had heard at one point that these visas were ranked, and maybe the type of worker that a pork producer would look for probably didn't rank very high. Has there been talking about, even if they're available, would we have access to them?
That's a good question, and how it's put into effect, that will play out if and when the bill actually passes. But the bottom line is there's all kinds of labor needs in the pork industry, from taking care of the animals day to day to veterinarians to breeding sow managers. So there's a wide variety of different labor needs that need to be filled in these production units.
All right. So give us the status on the update to the to H-2C, the visa program. Where does it sit now? What are the discussions like? What do you see as a path forward here?
Sure. Well, as I mentioned, the H-2C bill was passed out of the House Judiciary Committee back last fall. It has not been brought up for a House floor vote, and there's no companion language in the Senate at this time. Mm-hmm. What we do know is that the Congress needs to address the DACA situation by the beginning of March. So that's coming up pretty soon. Currently, there's a House package that addresses both Dreamers and a border wall security funding, and that does include the Ag Act in it at this point. So we're hopeful that an ag fix can be included to a broader immigration package in order to help provide some certainty and clarity for our agricultural producers.
Any idea after it passes, if it should pass, how long would it take to implement and you'd be able to, start using the new program?
That's a good question, and certainly it's an uphill battle at this point in order to get it across the finish line. So we'd like to think that it would be sooner than later, but that's a bridge we're going to have to cross when we get there.
Yeah, all right, very good. Well, thank you so much for the update, Dustin. Appreciate it very much.
Yep, thank you very much.
Again, we've been visiting with Dustin Baker, Deputy Director with the National Pork Producers Council. He handles economics and domestic production. Again, talking about the labor situation facing agriculture and pork production. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.